Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Jen and I both brought up something after the show yesterday that we're both struggling with, and then Wendy was nodding. So this might be a chronic problem.
Okay.
That in this generation or this world that we live in, where downtime or relaxed time feels like wasted time. At least that's the way it feels for me.
Yeah, I can't really relax. Like, I know I realized it last week and this week while I've been sick. Like, you know, I went to the doctor and basically they said, just rest. Like, sit still, just rest, like, let your body get better. And I feel guilty about it, like, mm-hmm. the entire time. Like, if I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, I feel guilty about it. Like, I should be doing something else. I should be at least, like, on my laptop checking and responding to emails. I should be, you know, on my BlackBerry clearing that out, or calling somebody, or returning phone calls, or paying mm-hmm. bills, or whatever it is, doing laundry. I mean, like, I never can really, truly just sit still and relax.
And I have a theory about this. Okay. And I think Bert might be the most qualified person to weigh in on this, because you have kids, which would be another, like, a forced distraction. But I think the reason that we all feel that way is because of the BlackBerry or the iPhone or the smartphone that you carry. Mm-hmm. Because when it came up in the meeting, Jen brought it up first, and then I kind of seconded it and said, I'm trying to get better at it. Wendy nodded through the whole thing, but Melissa didn't really respond. Melissa is also the most disciplined about setting up her BlackBerry or whatever.
Samsung code.
Your Samsung code, which is get an email on it, though, right?
It's a smartphone, yeah.
So she gets the email and text and all that right in the palm of her hand, but she fusses at Katie Joe about setting it up. I don't know if any of us do. Like, we always have it, so you...
Well, Katie and I have had the conversation where there's been one night where I said you have to leave it in the car, and there's another night where you have to leave it in the kitchen, because I think the thing is, if you see it, you have to pick it up and have to look at it, because...
It's that light, man.
Because the smartphone has made... You talk about our culture, I think the smartphone has made us accessible 24/7. Mm-hmm. And before, we were not accessible 24/7.
There is something about... I think Melissa nailed it, because I've been doing this a lot lately. It's just keeping it in another room. Like, if Stacy and I and the kids are out to dinner, I'll leave the phone in the car now. It's so freeing. I didn't realize how chained I was to that BlackBerry until it wasn't within reach. I mean, you really get to focus on what you're doing if it's not within arm's length.
Or you see the light going off or whatever.
It's that light,
you
know?
Even if I have it off in my pocket, mm-hmm. I always sort of know it's there. There's something mentally freeing about not being able to get to it.
I do that.
See, I think it's beyond the phone.
I'm the same way. I think I have ants in the pants syndrome. I feel like I'm missing something if I'm sitting on my couch. Like, there's something else going on that I can't get to, and I'm being lazy by sitting on the couch and just relaxing.
You should be filling it with productive time. I think we all feel the same way.
Cleaning my house, mm-hmm. doing the laundry, you know, there's dishes in the sink, put those away. You know, there's always like something else to do, whether it's like mm-hmm. housework or actual work or being tied to the smartphone. I mean, I think it's like, mm-hmm. I think it's more than just the phone. I think it's like just this sort of state of mind.
I don't know I think the phone is what caused that. Without the phone that you got email on, like, if I was physically away from my computer, whether my laptop or desktop computer, if I was physically away from it, and one of y'all sent me an email and asked me a question about tomorrow's show or a date of an event or something like that, I wouldn't even know that existed. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So it's like Bert said, it's a 24 7 accessibility
thing. Always had this mentality, though. I think the phone has made it worse, but I think it's a mentality. And here's where I think people that travel have an advantage, because you realize as you travel around the world that most other countries aren't like this.
Mm-hmm.
Our mentality in our country is we live to work. That's what we do. I mean, it's make more money, it's keep up with the Joneses, it's financially be better and set more settled than somebody else.
Get right side up in your house because you over-leveraged it during the credit boom.
It's running and, running, whereas if you travel around the world, you realize that people work 6 or 8 hours and they're done. Their mind is clear and they get to go and enjoy life.
Or they have siesta in the middle of the day where everything shuts down for like 2 or 3 hours.
Now, there's reason why they're third world countries. You know, there's a payoff for everything.
But Italy's not a third world country, and they have a siesta.
Yeah, and they do pretty well themselves over there.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, my brother and sister were sensitive because our dad was a workaholic, and so it's to be on the other end of the excuses or the absence of attention or the got to get this done. I think, you know, we kind of tried to make a mental note to not do that because it is, and when I see Katie do it, she did not have the same experience growing up, and so when she is... Katie is constantly distracted all the time. And the phone is one of the main reasons why. Because I noticed that if the phone is in the car or the phone's in the kitchen and if she doesn't see it, she completely relaxes. She may still want to get up and do something, but it's not this, I'm completely distracted from what you're saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because a smartphone forces you to be rude to another person when it comes to conversation. If it's dishes, we can be in the kitchen talking while we're doing dishes. And we can be talking while we're doing laundry.
Uh-huh.
We can talk while we're doing stuff around the house, but when she's on that phone, she's trying to do the but her total attention's on that email, it's on that text, it's whatever she's doing, and it's just and for me, it just brings back memories of, I just want you to pay attention to me. I don't care if it's for 10 minutes, but don't try to spend 30 minutes pretending like you're paying attention to me, because it hurts my feelings worse.
Hey, Jessica, welcome to the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I was actually calling to comment on what you were just talking about. I was wondering if you guys thought that marriages aren't lasting as long as well because of all of our technology now. Because before, you know, everybody was married, you know, 20, 30 years, our grandparents and things like that. But now, marriages just aren't lasting as long. It seems, you know, nobody has time for really focusing on anything.
It's not because of the BlackBerry. It's because of classmates.com. That's
Facebook.
Yes.
It's a complicated answer because there really is kind of two levels to it. Yeah, we're more distracted, but also, you know, infidelity, I think, is made easier, but also made more difficult by the computer also.
I was actually just thinking about that. It actually is made easier just because there's so many levels of being able to lie.
Well,
you know,
it gives you access.
You're not just coming home. You're not, you know, it's just easier to lie about everything. And it's easier to meet people as well.
I'm just talking
from my second marriage. I know that I am on my second marriage now. And I know that no matter what, I want things to happen. So because of that, I don't take my work home with me. I don't take my phone home with me. You know what I mean? I'm a lot more focused on it now. And I do see that there's just different... It's different now.
I read an article from a private investigator a couple of months ago that said that what the internet has done has made infidelity more accessible, but it's made it more difficult also, because you leave an electronic fingerprint anytime you text or anytime you email or anytime you go to somebody's website, that it's much easier to get busted now than it was 30 or 40 years ago.
I can't remember if I told you all this, but I know somebody who got busted cheating because he was text messaging with his wife from his phone, and he said, I am at whatever. I'm at Taco Mac with Bert and Melissa, two coworkers, right? And she wrote back, oh, are you guys having fun? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to have one more beer, and you know, we're all going to have one more round, and then I'm headed home. And she goes, okay, send me a picture of them.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't there.
Oh, no.
And what do you do? Like,
he
was at the, you know, according to him,
He's
at a table. If it's me, I should be able to go, Bert, Melissa, get together, hold up your beers, cheers.
I just think, it's like Bert said, it's so complicated, because that may be one element, but that there's another element where divorce is an option. Where for our grandparents and, you know, in years past, divorce was not an option. That doesn't mean they were happy. It doesn't mean that somebody wasn't miserable, but they never got divorced. So I don't know. I don't know if I would just say that the, you know, smartphone is the only reason people are getting divorced.
Hey,
you know,
Kendall, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of do a different line of thinking about, you know, free time and stuff. And I think the phones are part of it. I think they're reinforcing this idea that we're all the most important people ever, which can't be true. The whole world is not going to stop if you don't answer an email for, you know, a couple of hours so that you can have dinner with friends or with your family or whatever. I mean, it's the idea that everybody is the most important and most special person ever, which isn't true. And then because you're thinking that, I end up ignoring the people who actually are important.
Well, I still have this discomfort in calling somebody in the evening. Like if it's somebody who has a family or somebody who's in a relationship, it never dawns on me at past like 8 o'clock to give them a phone call, because that's just how we were in our home, that it was rude to interrupt somebody's private time with their families. Mm-hmm. But I find that Katie more so, you know, that's their time to catch up if people have been working all day. So I'm still, it's a foreign concept to me that her phone goes off so much, because I'm like, well, who is calling know that she's home in the evening with me, and who knows what we may
You're
be doing,
so
you know?
Fashioned with your morals and family time.
I mean, that's a crazy concept.
This
I
is
know.
Melissa's black and white living in a colored world, man.
Yeah. your little frozen kids are going to grow up so dysfunctional, kind-hearted.
God, you're so old, Mom.
God,
shut up.
Whatever you do not teach them ethics.
The Burt Show.